Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
Before we say the creed, first thing we do before we start the service, as we enter into the church and we bow down before the altar and we worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, everything you'll find in the Orthodox Church is Trinitarian. We're speaking to the Father, through the Son, by the Holy Spirit. And you see that in the prayers of the Office of Hours, in which we pray the Agpeia Hours, we're praying different psalms that are commemorating different events in the life of Christ. And so you're going to see that the third hour we are commemorating the trial of Christ before Pontius Pilate. We're also commemorating the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Also, in the sixth hour, we're commemorating the crucifixion of our Lord that took place at the sixth hour. And so before we enter into liturgy, we are commemorating and we are reading the prophecies of what we will celebrate, the prophecies of our salvation. And so we start out with the Psalms and different Gospels. And then we come, and like I said, as we enter with a certain spirit of reverence, asking God to forgive us and to permit us to enter into this glorious place. You have to understand that the way that they saw the tabernacle in the Old Testament was a place of awe. They had a place called the Holies, and then they had the Holy of Holies. And so anytime anyone entered into that tabernacle, it was full of glory, and they entered with such reverence. How much more we, who are now beholding the glory of God in a deeper way, in a much more glorious way, in which the Bible describes it, it's a much more glorious time, and we find that in the Bible. How much more should we enter with a spirit of reverence? Whenever we open the curtain, before we start any liturgy, that curtain is closed. And the curtain symbolizes the blood of Christ. The altar symbolizes heaven. In order for someone to enter into heaven, they must pass through the blood of Christ. But when we pray, we remove the veil. We open the veil because the veil has been removed, and now we can enter into the most holy place. Whenever we start any Orthodox prayer, we start from the lowest position. We open the curtain, we say, "Have mercy on us." The very first word ever prayed in the liturgy out loud, the first words are, "Have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, the Pontifical Creator." You're going to see that there's always a spirit of reverence because the liturgy is a journey of repentance. It's a journey in which we are transformed from guilty sinners to saints and members of the body of Christ. We are made holy by the partaking of the Eucharist. And so we are on a journey of being transformed. Today you will experience a transfiguration of what is inside of you already, in which God, who is dwelling inside of you, in the condition that you were made, when God created man, He created him beautiful. He created him good. And so we are being transfigured to what is already inside of us, the potential for holiness. And then, like I said, we enter into the church, we open the curtains. You'll find that the deacons are wearing white vestments, along with the priest who's wearing a glorious vestment. You know, in the Old Testament, the priest would have stones on his ephod, which is this, okay? He would have stones on his vestment, so that when he enters in the altar, he would have 12 stones symbolizing the 12 tribes of Israel. So that when he enters, the priest is carrying the people of God in his heart and in his bosom before God in the altar. Now I'm going to explain different things in the altar and how it represents things in the Old Testament and the tabernacle and why we pray the liturgy the way we do. Why it's set up, you're going to learn all those things. So the priest will bless the garments of the deacons and the priest, and then we stand because we believe that we are entering into heaven. We're entering into heaven. And when you look at the church, you find a dome sitting on top of the church. sitting on four corners. Well, the book of Revelation talks about the four corners of the earth. The dome symbolizes heaven because it has no beginning, no end. It is painted blue usually. Churches that are adorned with icons, you'll find stars and gold and all kinds of beauty, symbolizing heaven. So church is where earth, the four corners of the earth, and heaven come together. Okay? We believe in the uniting of the heavenly with the earthly. It's a union. It's a union. It's not a separation, but we are united with the heavenly, and you'll see that we are treating everything as if we are in the heavens because we believe that we are in heaven. We're going to start, we're going to say the creed, we're going to recite the creed, and then we're going to do the offering. The priest is going to go inside, he's going to wash his hands, just like before in the early church, everyone would enter washing their hands, washing their face, washing everything, that they would enter into this holy place. There used to be a basin. In the old monasteries, there's a basin in the back of a church in order for people to wash and to prepare to enter into the most holy place. So when I'm going to wash my hands, I'm going to say, wash me and make me whiter than snow. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. I will go about your altar and proclaim the works of your praise. And so I'm asking God that he would make me worthy to perform this service. And each and every one of us are supposed to be having that spirit of reverence. Okay? Then you're going to see that we have adorned the altar with all these altar cloths. All these altar vestments and cloths are set up in the same way that the Jews prepared for Passover. They would adorn the altar in the same way, the table in which they were going to eat the Passover lamb. And so we have this. And you have here the ark. The ark right here. We consider it the Ark of the Covenant. This is the ark in which holds the chalice in which we're going to pour the wine in, okay? And then you have the holy table or the altar, which symbolizes the presence of God. These have been consecrated in the same way that Moses consecrated the temple and the tabernacle, and they became holy. Only the priest could touch those vestments in the Old Testament. Also, you find in the book of Genesis when Jacob came to, when he saw the ladder, he consecrated the stones and he said, this is the house of God. He consecrated them with oil. The same thing we do when a bishop will enter into, or come to the church, when a church is newly built, he will consecrate all the parts of this church, that everything belongs to God, everything is holy. With the same oil that you yourself have been consecrated on the day of your baptism when you were chrismated with that myrrh oil. Showing that all of us, including the church, are parts, are purchased by the blood of Christ, owned and sealed by Christ himself. Right now, we're going to do the offering prayer. We're going to say the creed, and then we're going to do the offering prayer. When it comes to that point, I'm going to explain what's happening at that point. We believe and we exalt you, the Mother of the true light. We
glorify you, Saint Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came to save our souls. Glory to you, our Master, King Christ, the Pride of the Apostles, the Crown of the Martyrs, the Lord of the Righteous, the Firmness of the Church, the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity, one God, and we worship him, we glorify him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, Pontifical Creator, who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us in Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures.
He ascended to the heavens, he sits at right hand, his Father.
And he's coming again in his glory, judgment of the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, to believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son, worshiped and glorified, who spoke by our prophets, the one holy Catholic, the Holy Church, we confess and baptize in the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen.
Okay. What we're going to pray right now is the offertory prayer. We are going to bring, this is the prayer of the offering, in which either 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, odd numbers of lambs, we call them lambs, okay, And this is the korban, which is the offering bread, in which the way it's made is that it's made with yeast, and it's symbolizing, the yeast symbolizes what in the Bible? Sin. So why would we put yeast in here? Because Christ is the Lamb of God who carries the sins of the world. And so when it's baked, it's put in the dough in a room with an oven, and that room is called Bethlehem, okay, because that is where Jesus is born, okay? And what we do is when we put this in the oven, it's symbolizing the suffering that Christ endured for our sins in which he is bearing, okay? In which he is bearing. And then on the korban, you're going to find it's mixed of flour, like I said. Grinded wheat symbolizes the pain of Jesus. Water, you're going to find symbolizing the purity of Christ. Like I said, the yeast, which symbolizes sin. Always the korban or the bread is a circle saying beginning and no, it has no beginning, no end, because Christ himself, okay, Christ himself is eternal, okay? Also, you're going to find carvings on the bread that say holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, okay? And in the middle is called the disperikon, which is called the heart of Christ, or this is the head. This is the head, which is the center. It's the most holy part of the bread. You're going to find that it's surrounded with 12 crosses, symbolizing the 12 disciples. So everything in the liturgy, everything has a symbol in which to elevate our minds to the divine presence of God here in our midst. Okay? It also has 5 holes in it. You're going to find the korban has 5 different holes symbolizing the sufferings of Christ. The nails, the crown, the piercing. Okay? All of these are symbolizing the sufferings of our Lord. And you find those pierced in the korban without going through, because Christ was never pierced all the way through from front to back. So you'll find that in the back there's no holes because it doesn't go through. Now what's going to happen is the deacon is offering the bread. They're offering the wine and they're offering water. What else is being offered today? If you can think with me. What else is being offered? We have bread, which symbolizes the wheat of the earth. Wine symbolizing the fruits of the earth. Water symbolizing the waters and the rivers and the seas. And all of creation, what else should be being offered? Huh? Ourselves. Nobody should enter into this place without saying, Lord, I'm offering myself as a sacrifice to you. I myself am giving myself to you as a what? A living sacrifice. And that's what St. Paul talks about in Romans chapter 12. So we are coming here and we are going to ask God for his mercy. We're going to pray the Kyrie eleisons, which represent the 39 scourges of Christ. And then when he was scourged 39 times, and then when he was pierced in his side, and when he wore the crown of thorns on his head, that is the 41 Kyrie eleisons, in which we are humbly asking God that he would accept us for this exchange. Okay, Christ is coming, we're going to make an exchange. Christ is saying, I'm going to give you myself, you give me what? Yourself. Fair trade or no? Is it a fair trade that Christ, God himself, gives us himself and that we give him ourselves? Is it fair or no? Not a very fair trade, but Christ himself says it's the best trade. It's the best exchange, that he gives us of what is his and we give him what is ours. We give him us. We give him ourselves. And so today, if you've come here without the plan of offering your life, your heart, your mind, your time, your money, your relationships to Christ, then there's no exchange. There has to be an exchange. We give him ourselves, he gives us himself. So as we're praying the Kyrie eleisons, the Lord have mercies, everybody should be asking themselves, what am I offering today? I'm offering my whole self. We're offering all of creation back to him. And then the priest is going to sanctify by 3 crosses. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is going to bless the bread and the wine and the water, reminding us of our baptismal covenant, because we ourselves were blessed in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have been ordained by him. Number one, we have been sealed, owned, and purchased by Him in that day, and we gave ourselves to Him. And so we have to have that mind, reminding myself that I am accepted a new life, and I've accepted to be united to Christ, and consummate that unity when I partake of His body and His blood. So as we say that prayer, everybody should be lifting up their house saying, Lord, accept me. If you don't offer yourself, you shouldn't partake of Christ who's giving Himself. Because we already said it's not a fair trade. So you should be offering yourselves, closing your eyes in reverence of God's presence in our midst. Sorry. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, hear us and have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Amen.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be His Holy Spirit. Blessed be the Holy Spirit. Father. Glory and honor on my Lord to the Father's Son. Grant you acceptance for my sins and for the ignorance of the first people. Choose for yourself an acceptable man. What I did was, I chose one lamb because there is one mediator. And talks about that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, that we have one mediator. That's why we have to choose one lamb. And that is representing Christ. And we choose the most fit, showing that there's only one that is fit. We have to choose the most most well-baked one, or the one that has the least blemishes, the most that is clean, the most has no defects or anything. We have to choose the best one. And then we create it, we anoint it with wine. We take from the wine and we anoint it and we say, the sacrifice of Abraham, the sacrifice of Isaac, the sacrifice of Jacob. And then we take the one that is chosen, we anoint it on the back and we say, the sacrifice of Melchizedek, which is the offering of bread and wine, which was the greatest of all the sacrifices. Melchizedek represents Christ. He is a prefiguration of Christ, so he represents Christ. And so because he offered bread and wine, we chose this one to be the bread and wine, which is why when we offer five, it's representing, like I said, the sacrifices of the Old Testament, but this is the ultimate sacrifice, which is Christ himself. Then right now, Abuna is going to take water, and he is going to baptize the lamb, okay? He's going to baptize the whole lamb, remembering the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the same time, what you have to remember, who was there at the baptism of Christ? Who was there? Who was present? What happened in the sky? We heard a voice saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. So the Father was there. We saw a dove. The Holy Spirit was there. Heavens are open. Christ the Son was there. We have the Holy Trinity presence. When Abuna does that, everyone should be lifting up our hearts, our personal prayers, because like I said, the heavens are open. The Holy Trinity is here. Everyone should be lifting up their hearts, their personal prayers, praying for the sick that they know, the people that are far from God. All your personal prayers should be offered up in this time. And Abuna is also remembering his own family. Abuna is saying his own personal prayers. All those who have asked Abuna to pray for them, he is offering the lamb for certain prayers. He's offering certain prayers on the lamb for the liturgy. In every liturgy, he might offer different prayers. Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory and your honor.
Mercy, O God, the Father, the Lord, the Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, we have no support in tribulations and adversities but you, O God, whose love remains part of transgressions. spiritually, voluntarily, and involuntarily, knowingly, unknowingly, hidden and manifest, O Lord, remit the forsaken holy name that's called upon us, according to your mercy, O Lord, not according to our sins.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, and his kingdom,
and glory forever. Abuna now is going to, he wrapped the lamb in this altar vestment, symbolizing the baby Jesus being wrapped in swaddling clothes, okay? And he will be lying in a manger, which will be the paten. This is called the star, in which the star that was present on that day guided the shepherds to find the Christ where he was born. And then Abuna is going to stand up. He's holding the cross like this, symbolizing Jesus carrying the cross at a 45-degree angle, because that's the way that Christ was holding the cross. And then Abuna is going to say, glory and honor and glory to the all-holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what Abuna is announcing? The presence of the Holy Trinity. We're saying, imagine if I were to lift this lamb up. It's full of glory. Everyone should be like shooting down to the floor right away, covering their eyes in reverence, in worship, because here I'm presenting the presence of the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Holy Spirit. So everyone, all the deacons, all the people should be, when Abuna says glory and honor and glory, everyone should be bowing down in worship. He's presenting him to you as your groom. He's presenting him and saying, do you take him? Do you take him as your groom? He's full of glory. He's full of honor to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then we say what? Peace and edification to the one only holy Catholic Apostolic Church of God. This is saying, this work that we are doing is for the peace and the edification of the church. To make us the church. To make us the one only holy Catholic Church. To give us peace among each other. That we ourselves would be one. All of us should be one. Not individuals and I don't like this person, I don't like that person. No, we are coming here to become one. And to be edified and to be exalted and to be built up by this work of the liturgy. And then he says, remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those who made these offerings before the altar. And then the deacons are going to say, this is the Psalm 127 saying, this is the day which the Lord has made, saying that this is the day in which we commemorate the salvation of our Lord. Okay? Glory and honor and glory to the all-holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Peace and edification to the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of God. Amen. And remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward. Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Blessed be God the Father, the Pantocrator. Blessed be His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Amen. Es betir agios, o Theos agios, en epnem agion, amin. Eflogitos Kyrios, o Theos, yestos eones, amin. Neath nos tiros mo web shois maro is more of in geni laos tiro jeapev naita groere egon o woti mith me and teb shoi shom shine amen alleluia.
Peace be with all,
and with your spirit.
Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For He has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to Himself, spared us, supported us, and has brought us unto this hour. Let us also ask Him, the Lord our God, the Pontocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life.
Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord God, the Pontocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank You. Upon every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition, for You have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to Yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us unto this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and prayers of His saints for that which is good in our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of His holy and blessed mysteries for their mission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat Your goodness, O lover of mankind, to grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with Your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the working of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all Your people and from this holy table and from this holy place which is Yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is You who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. So we respond after all that we said, in which we did an exchange, and He gave us Himself as the Lamb, and we baptized Him, He heard our prayers, we respond with thanksgiving. We have to enter, because Eucharist is coming from a Greek word, which is Evcharisto, which means thank you, okay, which means thanksgiving. And so here, this is the sacrament of thanksgiving. And I'm going to explain why we are so thankful, because what this represents, of course, is for our salvation. All of Christ's works, everything Christ did on earth is actually pointing to the Eucharist. And I'm going to show you guys that in the Old Testament, what the Jews were expecting at the time when Christ came and why he said the things he said. It's so important. And so also, now we are going to cover the altar. All the linens are going to cover, and then you're going to have the big one. It's called the Prosferin. It's going to cover the altar, making this the tomb of Christ, in which Christ is buried in the tomb. And then we will put the Roman seal upon the tomb. This symbolizes the Roman seal, and it will be placed on the tomb. We offer our worship and reverence. You're going to notice the deacons are going to say a mournful tune, saying, "Truly we have been saved," or "saved indeed." But it's also going along the sound of the mournings of St. Mary at the cross. You're going to see it's very mournful, very with a sad tune, representing the mournings of St. Mary at the cross. And so, but we're saying, "Truly we have been saved." And we say it, we say it with all joy. "Truly we have been saved." We say it with joy, but with reverence to the crucified Lord. And we believe that His presence is here and that we are at Golgotha. We believe that. We don't believe that this is just like a fake story. We believe that we are there. Okay? So the deacons are going to go ahead and say the tune. Show your face upon this one. Bless them. When we read the absolution of the ministers, Abuna is giving an absolution. So sometimes we have people come in the liturgy in the middle and say, "Abuna, can you pray for me the absolution?" Abuna is going to pray the absolution, or the prayer that is read in confession, three different times in the liturgy. So you don't need the personal one, because we're saying it as a community. We're all coming because this was where people confessed. We're saying the absolution, and people at this time would say their confessions as Abuna is going around with the censer and coming down. Everyone is whispering in Abuna their confessions. Usually people didn't have long lists like we do today. They would just say a few sins. Abuna would come and he would offer it before the altar, okay? Now he's going to say the absolution. Everyone is going to be bowing down. And he's giving the absolution according to the mouth of the all-holy Trinity, the mouths of the 12 apostles, the beholder of God, and down the list to our patriarch, including my abject self. And so then after that, Abuna is going to take the censer. He's going to add 5 spoons of incense. So he's going to do, "In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Blessed be God the Father. Blessed be His only begotten Son. Blessed be the Holy Spirit. Glory and honor, honor and glory." So 5 spoons of incense. And then he's going to go around with the censer. And we're going to explain what the censer is. If you go into the PowerPoint, keep going all the way to the censer. Right there. You have the three... Can you bring me the shorty? You have the 3 strings on the censer that represent the Trinity, okay? The censer itself represents the womb of the Virgin Mary, which was not consumed by the fire, okay? And the live coal, you have a live coal on fire, representing Christ Himself, who, okay, has a divine nature, which is representing the fire, and His human nature, okay, which represents the charcoal, united in one, okay? Fully God, fully man, united without mingling or confusion, okay? And so that's what this represents. The incense represents the prayers of the saints, and you find that in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. You find it in Revelation chapter 8, in which we consider the incense the prayers of the saints. Christ Himself is the sweet-smelling aroma, which was a sacrifice offered before the Father. Abuna is going to go around the church, a big circle going this way, coming down the middle, going all the way around. That represents the journeys of St. Paul. During the Acts, when Abuna comes out and does the censor again, he's going to go a little bit out this way, and then a little bit out that way, representing all the rest of the apostles. Because St. Paul did the greatest journey of preaching to the whole world, and the apostles barely went outside of Jerusalem. Okay, and so the Abuna will go out a little bit with the censor. Okay, each one should be confessing their sins as Abuna is going around. Each one should be lifting up their heart. Each one, then we're going to say the intercessions, because we believe that we've entered into heaven. We must commune with the saints, because now we are among the heavenly. We are one church. We are not the victorious and the struggling. We are one church. We are one church, just they are still living. We believe they are living, so we communicate with them by asking for their prayers. We pray for the departed. They pray for us, because we are one big church. We're one church. So we're asking for the prayers. And then the deacons are going to say the hymn of the golden censer, symbolizing, like I said, the Virgin Mary, who is the censer. Christ is the live coal. And then after, I'm going to describe the readings. May your servants, the ministers of this day, the deacons, the clergy, the people, my weak self, be absolved by the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic Apostolic Church, from the mouths of the 12 apostles, mouth of the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the holy evangelist, the apostle, martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, Dioscorus, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, from the mouths of the 318 assembled at Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus. From the mouth of our honored father, holy high priest, Pope Avituadrus II, and from the mouth of my abject self, being the least, for blessing full of your glory is your holy name, O Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Yeah.
Right now you're going to hear five different readings. The first one is the Pauline, okay, which is from the Pauline epistles, from the epistles of St. Paul. And then you'll find one of the readings from the Catholic epistles, which are the non-Pauline epistles, like St. John, and the Beloved, St. Peter, St. James. You'll find readings from those. The third one is the book of Acts, okay. And the book of Acts doesn't end with amen. The book of Acts is showing that it never ends because we are the continuation of the book of Acts, which is why we read the Synaxarium, okay? And the Synaxarium is the lives of the saints, reminding us of the power of the work that we are doing and the power of the Word of God that we are reading when we see it in the lives of our fathers and brothers, the saints who have gone before us, who have shed their blood for the sake of Christ. The readings of the calendar year go along with the theme of the season. If it's an annual Sunday where there's no, we're not in Lent right now, we're not in any fasts. Right now, the breaking up of the readings is that they talk about, for a third of the year, the Father. Now we are talking about the Son. Later on in the summer, in the times of Pentecost, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit. The weekday liturgies, the readings are according to the saint of that day. So if it's a martyr, it'll be talking about people who have given their lives or who are not afraid of the killing of the body. If it's the saint who is a patriarch, it will read the Good Shepherd, because the Pope or the priest represents the shepherd. You're going to find that all the readings in the middle of the week are based on the saints. When we have seasonal times in which, like for example, Great Lent, there are certain readings that are coinciding with the messages of that season. And so you'll find that the readings of the Nativity Fast are all talking about the Annunciation of the birth of John the Baptist, the Annunciation of Christ's birth, and so forth. This time, if these words do not convict you and bring you to repentance, nothing will. If these words, that's why it's mandatory to attend before the readings, to come here to the liturgy before the readings, in order that you would be able to hear and to be convicted. Remember how I said the priest is presenting your groom before you? Well, just like as some of our young ladies, a young man is going to go to your parents and he's going to tell them how good of a man he is and how much money he makes and how he can take care of their daughter and all these things. Same thing, Jesus is doing that. He's proposing. He's saying, believe me, I'm excellent, I'm great. I'm the good shepherd. I am the water of life. I'm all these things. He's presenting himself to the bride in which we should accept his proposal. When you think of it, do you think of, I'm proposing to God because I want to be married to God? The liturgy is the opposite. It is God on one knee proposing to you, asking you to marry him. So here, these are the times when you read these readings when you should be examining yourself. Because I said in the beginning, the liturgy is a journey of repentance and transformation. If I have no intention to repent or to be transformed, you've come to the wrong place, because that's the purpose of this journey. And I'll talk about during the sermon about, again, how they saw this in the early church and how they saw this act, the liturgy, in, you know, among the Jewish tradition. Okay?
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A chapter from the epistle of our teacher, St. Paul, to the Hebrews. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High King, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness, and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remains a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils. And indeed those who are of the sons of Levi, who receive the priesthood, have a commandment to receive the tenth from the people according to the law, that is, from their brethren, though they have come from the lines of Abraham, but he whose genealogy is not derived from them, received tenth tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now beyond all the all contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the better. Her mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them. Of who it is a witness that he lives. Then even Levi, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the lines of his father when Melchizedek met him. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the older Melchizedek? The grace of God the Father be with us all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the Second Epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his blessing be upon us. Amen. My beloved, the elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, as you received commandment from the Father. And now I plead with you, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment to you, but that which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I do not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Do not love the world, nor the things which are in the world. The world shall pass away and all its desires. But he who does the will of God shall abide forever. Amen.
The Acts of our Fathers, the Apostles, their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in a night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you. For I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Now when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes, O Jews, there would be reason why I should bear with you. But if it is a question of words and names and your own law, look to it yourselves. For I do not want to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. And all the Greeks took Sothenius, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. But Gallio took no notice of these things. So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed for Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Chancheria, for he had taken a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When he asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing." The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
On this day of the year 458 AD, the Blessed Father Amba Barsoma, the father of the Syrian monks, departed. His father was from Samosata. One of the saints prophesied about him before his birth, saying to his parents, "There shall go forth from you a righteous fruit, whose fame shall spread out everywhere." And this prophecy was fulfilled. When Barsoma grew up, he left his parents and went to the river Euphrates, where he stayed with a holy man called Abraham. Afterwards, he lived a solitary life in the mountain, and many disciples gathered around him. The water in this place was salty, and the saint prayed to God, and the water became sweet. He used to fast for a week at a time. God wrought through him many miracles. Saint Barsoma was a contemporary of Saint Simeon the Stylite. When Saint Barsoma knew about him, he went to visit him, and they blessed each other. He was well known for his resistance to the heresy of Nestorius and his followers. He attended the Universal Council at Ephesus at the invitation of Emperor Theodosius the Less, who gave him a great honor. Some accused Saint Barsoma of eating, drinking, and living a luxurious life. The emperor called him and saw for himself Saint Barsoma's righteousness and his ascetic living. The emperor vindicated him and allowed him to return to his monastery with great honor. When Emperor Marcian called for the council at Chalcedon, the fathers asked the emperor not to call upon Saint Barsoma, for they knew of the grace that was in him. When the council agreed on the two natures of Christ, Saint Barsoma resisted these heretic teachings, and he was persecuted by the Chalcedonians. When the Lord wanted to take Saint Barsoma from the world, he sent him an angel to tell him that 4 days were left in his life on earth. He gathered his disciples and told them to go to the neighboring cities to confirm its people in the Orthodox faith. He blessed them and departed in peace. At the time of his departure, a pillar of light appeared at the door of his cell, which the faithful saw from afar. They came and found that Saint Barsoma had departed. They took his blessings and buried him with great honors. His prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also, Saint Paul the Syrian was martyred. He was born in the city of Alexandria to Syrian parents who lived afterwards in the city of Ashmunin. They were very rich merchants. Saint Paul heard about the persecution of the Roman governors to Christians. He gave his money to the poor after the death of his parents and prayed to God to guide him in the way that pleased him. God sent him his angel Soriel, who said to the saint, "The Lord has commanded that I be with you and strengthen you so that you should not be afraid." The saint arose and came before the governor of Antino and Sina and confessed the Lord Christ. The governor ordered him to be stripped naked, beaten with whips and burned in the sides with torches. The governor tried again to entice him with money, but the saint said to him, "My parents left for me a fortune of gold and silver, and I rejected them for the sake of the love of the Lord Christ. How can I look to your money now?" The governor became angry to hear that, and he tortured him with different kinds of tortures. The angel Soriel came to him, healed and strengthened him. The governor ordered to release venomous serpents on him, but they did not harm him. The governor then went to Alexandria and took the saint with him and put him in prison, where St. Paul met his two friends, Anbaesi and his sister Tecla. His soul rejoiced when he saw them. God inspired him that he would be martyred in Alexandria. When the governor wanted to go back to his city, he ordered that the head of St. Paul be cut off at the seashore. The faithful came, and they took the body and prepared it for burial, and they kept it in their possession. His prayers be with us, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Now you just witnessed Abuna offering incense before the altar, symbolizing the priests who offer incense before the throne of God, saying, "Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal," like you find in the book of Revelation. Also, Abuna is going to pray right now the prayer that we would be ready and worthy to hear and act according to the gospel, that we would hear and act. We would listen and do according to what we hear. Also, if you don't take communion in the liturgy of the word, so this part is called the liturgy of the word, then you can't take communion in the liturgy of the faithful. If you can't come, these are two liturgies. A liturgy of the word, in which we take communion of the word of God. Then we take communion of the body and the flesh and the blood of our Lord. So there are two liturgies. This part is considered the liturgy of the catechumens in the early church. Anyone who was studying to be a member in the church would attend all the way till this point, through the prayer of reconciliation, and then the people who are not baptized would leave, the doors would be shut, and then the liturgy of the faithful would continue. Shlil. Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who sent to his saintly disciples and honored apostles many prophets and righteous men, have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. For blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be made worthy to hear and act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our prayers and supplications which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Thus, Ezekiel, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Psalm of David, hallelujah. Bring to the Lord, you families of the Gentiles. Bring to the Lord glory and honor. Bring to the Lord the glory becoming his name. Take offerings and go into his courts. Worship the Lord in his holy court.
Alleluia.
κακός ομέν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Θεσμωρούν την τζέφη εθνέο χενευράν με μτσόιν συντήνικουμ, Κύριε φλόκι στον εκτο κάντα. Ματθέον Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο του Ανανοσμά.
Στάση Κύριε.
Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost. Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
Glory be to God forever.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Panto Creator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, God of Father, for all ages, light of light, true God, God not created, one is his Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnated of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us in the Pontius Pilate, suffered and buried, on the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended to the heavens, sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again to glory and judgment of the dead, so soon shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who sees in the Father, with the Father, the Son, the worshipped and glorified, who spoke by our prophets, and the one holy Catholic and solid Church. We confess our baptism and remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead. And the life of the coming age. Amen.
I have sinned. Abuna, when he washes his hands and he sprays the people, he's saying, I did my part, right? I'm innocent of the blood of all men. So if any of you decide that anything that was said today you don't care about, okay, I'm free between God. It's up to you. It says, deliver me from the blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. So we have now, everyone is on their own to respond and to partake worthily. Okay? Shlil. Irini pansi. O God, the great, the eternal, who formed man in incorruption, and death which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men.
Pray for the perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord,
here we have Abuna raising the veil, showing that there was separation between us and God. And then when Abuna says, in Christ Jesus our Lord, the deacon is holding the cross, showing that by the cross, the veil will be removed and we have access to the Father. According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil entailing death, and make us all worthy, O our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your heavenly and immortal gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have come and saved us. A mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
Right now is called the Anaphora, okay? Anaphora comes from the Arabic word nafura, which is like fountain. So now we are elevating, and Abuna is going to say, lift up your hearts, and the Holy Spirit will take your hearts and present them before the Father. And so now we are entering into heaven. We're entering into heaven. Everyone's mind should be focused on heavenly things. Forget about all the distractions you have in your mind, the problems, and now keep your mind up on heavenly things. The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We have been with the
Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is me.
Meet and right, truly indeed it is meet and right, O you the being master, Lord God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who is seated upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
Look towards the east.
You are he around whom stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy Lord, above hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory.
Abuna now is going to switch the altar cloths from his left and his right hand. The left represents condemnation. So we are taken from condemnation to salvation, and he has taken us up to heaven. He gave us what is his, and we gave him what is ours. Okay? So we are elevated now up on top. First, Abuna did the sign of the cross with the one that was on top of the bread. So he blessed you with the blessing of the bread. Then now, he's going to do the sign of the cross, and he's going to bless you with the one that was on the blood, so you take the blessings, which are equal, the bread and the blood. When we talk about, we're praying Agios, which is to the All Holy Trinity. Agios, Agios, Agios. Holy, holy, holy indeed, O Lord, our God who formed us, created us and placed us in the paradise of joy when we disobeyed your commandment. By the deceit of the serpent we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days you did manifest yourself, who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death, through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. Was incarnate and became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself an assembled people and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who were in the world, and as a ransom on our behalf gave himself up unto death, which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen, I believe.
He rose from the dead on the third day. He ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed a day for recompense on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
He instituted for us this great mystery of godliness, for being determined to give himself up unto death for the life of the world. He took bread into his holy hand, which are without spot or blemish, blessed and life-giving.
We believe that this is true. Amen.
He looked up towards heaven to you, O God, were his Father and Master of everyone, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it.
Amen.
He sanctified it.
Amen. We believe, we confess, and we glorify.
He broke it and gave into his own holy disciples and saintly apostles, saying, take, eat of it, all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins is due in remembrance of me.
This is true.
The reason why he says, take, eat of it, for this is my body which is broken for you and for many, because they had to eat of the Passover lamb in the Old Testament, because that lamb saved them from the angel of death. So he's saying, take, eat of it, because this lamb will save you. He says, take, eat of it, all of you. It's a commandment. Take, eat of it, all of you, because this was broken for you and for many. And we believe now, as Abuna breaks, that this is Christ now. We are there at Golgotha. This is the same sacrifice. This is the same presence in which we are there at Golgotha, in which he is being broken on the cross for our sins. Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed it of wine and water. And when he had given thanks,
Amen.
He blessed it.
Amen.
He sanctified it.
Amen. Again we believe, we confess, and we glorify.
He tasted and gave it also to his own saintly disciples and holy apostles, saying, Take, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins. This do in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
The reason why he calls it a new covenant is because the old Passover lamb was the old covenant. And so of God being with his people. The same thing, we call this the new covenant because Christ is giving us what? The new Exodus. And this is the new covenant in which we will again be united in a covenantal relationship through the partaking of his body and his blood. For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension into the heavens, we confess.
Also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, and his sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, awesome and full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what is yours for everything, concerning everything, and in everything.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, we worship you. Oh, 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 oh.
Let us attend, amen.
This is the epiclesis in which the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, as in the day of Pentecost, and upon these gifts, in order to set them forth and purify them and change them and manifest them as a sanctification of his saints.
And this bread he makes into his holy body.
And this cup also the precious blood of his new covenant.
Again, I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sins, eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, O our Master, to partake of your holies unto the purification of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and one spirit and may have a share and an inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and apostolic church.
Lord, have mercy.
This church which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. For most remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father Archbishop, our Patriarch Pope, Papa Tewodros II.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly handle the word of truth with him, grant them unto your holy church, who shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Hegumens, priests, and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of all your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us, O God the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember, O Lord, the salvation of this holy place in every place in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell therein in God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, bless them.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful, prepared for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, for the sake of all of us who entreat you. And seek your holy name, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you are he who gives to everyone his food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, so you give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
As this, O Lord, is the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your saints, grace the accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have pleased you. Since the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous perfected in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, the ever-virgin, the holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, Saint John the Forerunner, Baptist and Martyr, Saint Stephen the Archdeacon, Protomartyr, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark the Evangelist, Holy Apostle and Martyr, the Patriarch, Saint Severus, our Teacher, Dioscoros, Saint Athanasius the Apostolic, Saint Peter the Holy Martyr, High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Theologian, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, and Saint Gregory the Armenian, the 318 assembled at Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, the 200. At Ephesus, our righteous father, the great Ava Anthony, the righteous Ava Paul, the three saints, Ava Macarian, all their children, the cross bearers, our father, Ava John, the Egoman, our righteous father, Ava Bishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior, and all the choir of your saints, through his prayers and supplications, have mercy on us all and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessings be with us.
Son, those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken, repose them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was,
generation to generation, and unto the age of all ages. Amen. lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name may be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed, with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit, peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Because of the presence of the Lord, when Abuna says peace be with all, he doesn't cross anymore because Christ is here. So Abuna moves out of the way, and it is the bread that is giving you his peace. It is the bread that is sanctifying you and blessing you.
Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand up in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
The holy body.
And the precious blood,
and your precious blood
of his Christ, the Pantocrator, the Lord our God.
Amen. Pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Irini pasi. Master, Lord, our God, the great, the eternal, is wondrous in glory, who keeps his covenant and his mercy to those who love him with all their heart, who has given to us redemption of sins through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the life of everyone. Help of those who flee to him, and the hope of those who cry out to him, before whom stand thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 of holy angels and archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim, and all the innumerable hosts of all the heavenly powers.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
O God, you have sanctified these gifts which are sent forth through the coming down of them upon your Holy Spirit. You have purified them. Purify us also, our Master, from our sins, the hidden and manifest, and every thought not pleasing to your goodness, O God, the lover of mankind. May it be far from us.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
Purify our souls, our bodies, our spirits, our hearts, our eyes, our understanding, our thoughts and our consciences, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul, an unashamed face, a faith unfeigned, a perfect hope and a perfect love and a firm hope, we may dare with boldness without fear to pray to you, O God, the Holy Father who art in the heavens, and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Christ is our Lord, and thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever.
Christos Isos Ben. enjoys.
Ascephalos imun to Kyrio Eclinati.
Novion soki.
Προσχωμένθιο μεταβό Αμήν.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Remember, O Lord, my own weakness, and forgive my many sins. And where transgression has abounded, let your grace be multiplied in abundance. Because of my own sins and the abominations of my own heart, deprive not your people of the grace of your Holy Spirit. O God, absolve us and absolve all your people. And from every sin, from every curse, and from every denial, and from every false oath, and from every encounter with the heretics and the heathen. O our Master, grant us a reason and power and understanding to flee unto the end from any evil deed of the adversary, and grant us to do what is pleasing to you at all times. Inscribe our names with all the choir of your saints in the kingdom of the heavens, in Christ Jesus our Lord, through whom the glory, honor, and dignity. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Church. Remember, Lord, our patriarch, Pope Avitu Edwards II. Remember, Lord, my fathers, Abuna Bishoy, Abuna Dumendus, Abuna Anthony. Give us one spirit. Remember, O Lord, my brethren. Remember, O Lord, the sick among your people, heal them. Those who are mourning, Lord, comfort them. Those who are far from you, reveal yourself to them. Remember, O Lord, our assemblies, bless them.
Give them in and with your spirit, in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Abuna now is going to say the holies are for the holy. So saying the holies are for what? The holy. And so we respond by saying only one is holy. One is the all-holy Father, one is the Holy Son. One is the Holy Spirit. So we're saying, you are holy, but we are sinners. And so God is counting us worthy, considering us holy, that we would become united as a man becomes united with his wife. So the same thing, we also become united to God in one flesh. The holies are for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
The body and the precious true blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
Agion timion. Soma ke ema alithinon Iesu Christon to eon to theo imon. Amen.
Amen.
The body and the blood of Emmanuel our God, this is true. Amen.
Amen. I believe.
Amen. 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 I believe, I believe, I believe and confess to the last breath, that this is the life-giving flesh of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He confessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross of his own will for us all. Truly I believe that his divinity parted not from his humanity, neither for a single moment nor a twinkling of an eye. Given for us for salvation, remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is true. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe.
Lord,
I believe that this is true. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the peace in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
As we said earlier, the liturgy is a journey of repentance. The Bible says if anyone takes of the body and the blood in an unworthy manner, it is to their condemnation. And it is to the, you are guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So right now is a time where each and every one of us is lifting up our hearts, worshiping his presence among us, and asking him that he would make us worthy to unite. And we have to make a vow to guard what is given to us here in the Eucharist, to guard this union, to protect it, to remain pure, to keep the unity, because we said that the liturgy is for the purification of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and one spirit. If you don't want to become one body with somebody you don't like, then don't partake. If you don't want to become one with the church, then don't partake. But if you want to become, let all your bygones be bygones, forgive whoever you haven't forgiven. This is the manna, the living manna in which Christ gives us eternal life from. And he carries us into the kingdom. This is your Passover lamb. In the same reverence that in the Old Testament they partook of the Passover lamb, commemorating their deliverance from slavery, going to the promised land. So the same way we commemorate and we honor this Paschal lamb in which we eat of, which leads us into the promised land by our new deliverer, the new Moses, who is Christ himself. Forgive me, I have sinned.
Oh.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.